Our topic today is superfoods. Superfoods, power foods, top 10 foods. Do these titles catch your attention? For those of us seeking to improve our health, the notion of a superfood can be appealing. We may imagine a powerful food with special abilities, like promoting weight loss or healing a disease. Where did the term superfood originate? Interestingly, not from those who formally study food, such as nutrition scientists and dietitians. The earliest recorded example may have taken place in the early 20th century, around World War I. Used as part of a food marketing strategy, the United Fruit Company initiated an enthusiastic advertising campaign to promote its major import of bananas. It published informational pamphlets, including points about bananas and the food value of the banana. However, the popularity of the term soared after being endorsed in medical journals due to physicians publishing their findings of a banana diet to treat conditions like celiac disease and diabetes. The American Medical Association announced that bananas in a child's diet would provide relief for celiac disease or cure it. Gluten had not yet been discovered as the true culprit. Like the angels, the dwellers in Eden had been placed upon probation. Their happy estate could be retained only on condition of fidelity to the Creator's law. They could obey and live, or disobey and perish. God had made them the recipients of rich blessings, but should they disregard His will, He who spared not the angels that sinned could not spare them. Transgression would forfeit His gifts and bring upon them misery and ruin. There is not time to discuss the theological and spiritual lessons embedded in the story of the fall of our first parents, but there is also a story of health and temperance, deceit, and the first superfood salesman, Satan. Satan was not to follow them with continual temptations. He could have access to them only at the forbidden tree. Should they attempt to investigate its nature, they would be exposed to his wiles. In order to accomplish his work unperceived, Satan chose to employ as his medium the serpent, a disguise well adapted for his purpose of deception. Superfood salesmen of today often hide behind deceptive, unfamiliar words and inflated education credentials. Eve thought she had sufficient wisdom and strength to discern evil and to withstand it. She questioned with herself why God had withheld the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil from them. Through flattery and discontent with what God has provided, like Eve, we begin to listen to alternative suggestions. The serpent said unto the woman, "Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." The counsel of God is ignored as though God is trying to withhold some food that would provide escape from the results of our evil lives. The superfood salesman points to his own supposed health and strength, suggesting that the degradation of dissipation and age may be overcome. Such has been Satan's work from the days of Adam to the present, and he has pursued it with great success. He tempts men to distrust God's love and to doubt his wisdom. He is constantly seeking to excite a spirit of irreverent curiosity, a restless, inquisitive desire to penetrate the secrets of divine wisdom and power. In their efforts to search out what God has been pleased to withhold, multitudes overlook the truths which He has revealed and which are essential to salvation. Satan tempts men to disobedience by leading them to believe they are entering a wonderful field of knowledge. But this is all a deception. Elated with their ideas of progression, they are, by trampling on God's requirements, setting their feet in the path that leads to degradation and death. Satan represented to the holy pair that they would be gainers by breaking the law of God. Do we not today hear similar reasoning? Many talk of the narrowness of those who obey God's commandments, while they themselves claim to have broader ideas and to enjoy greater liberty. Eve really believed the words of Satan, but her belief did not save her from the penalty of sin. She disbelieved the words of God, and this is what led to her fall. In the judgment, men will not be condemned because they conscientiously believed a lie, but because they did not believe the truth, because they neglected the opportunity of learning what is truth. Notwithstanding the sophistry of Satan to the contrary, it is always disastrous to disobey God. We must set our hearts to know what is truth. All the lessons which God has caused to be placed on record in His Word are for our warning and instruction. They are given to save us from deception. Their neglect will result in ruin to ourselves. Whatever contradicts God's Word, we may be sure, proceeds from Satan. Perceiving no evil results from what she had done, Eve grew bolder. When she saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat. It was grateful to the taste, and as she ate, she seemed to feel a vivifying power, and imagined herself entering upon a higher state of existence. So, if because of illness, aging, competition, or pride, you are tempted to investigate superfoods to solve your health problems, just remember who was, and still now is, the first superfood salesman: Satan. Thank you for listening.